Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to AMI Organics Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Enzo. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the AMI Organics 2Q earnings call. We have with us Mr. Naresh Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Bhavin Shah, CFO of AMI Organics. I'll hand over the call to Bhavin for his opening remarks. Over to you, Bhavin.
Thank you, Prashant. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to our earnings conference call to discuss Q2 FY24 financials. Please note that a copy of our disclosure is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could be construed as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. The conference call is being recorded, and the transcript along with the audio of the same will be made available on the website of the company and exchanges. Please also note that the audio of the conference call is the copyright material of AMI Organics and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, or attributed in press or media without specific and written consent of the company. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our Chairman and Managing Director, Naresh Patel, for his opening statement. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. A warm welcome to our Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As we complete the first half of FY24, the global economy seems to be turning the corner. Despite persistent higher levels of inflation, there are emerging signs of inflation rates cooling in the coming quarters. Additionally, a resurgence in demand is ushering in a wave of growth, which bodes well for the global economic outlook. Even as things seem to be swinging in the direction of the economy, geopolitical tensions continue to cast a shadow of uncertainty, subtly impacting industry trends. Turning our attention to the industry landscape, there remains a consistent oversupply from China across the chemical value chain. This gulf has led to a decline in raw material costs, exerting downward pressure on the pricing of the finished product for finished goods across the industry. Even as things seem to be improving, Chinese production continues to outpace demand. That said, we are starting to see promising contraction in demand and supply gap. Consequently, there is a cautious stabilization in raw material prices. This external environment did have some impact on AMI Organics' performance for the quarter. In Q2 FY24, we delivered rupees 172 crore revenue from operations, which is 17% growth over the same period last year. While we were expecting higher growth this quarter, pricing pressure marginally scaled back the growth. In terms of margins, higher sales, lower margin products, and persistent pricing pressure throughout the quarter adversely affected our margins for the quarter. Nevertheless, with a clear order book in hand, we anticipate stronger performance in the second half of the year. I will let Bhavin discuss the numbers in detail later. Moving to the business update, let me begin with advanced pharmaceutical intermediate business. We faced pricing pressure that affected the business till we were able to deliver 8% growth year-on-year. Additionally, the launch of one of our key products has been delayed by our customer, thereby impacting this quarter's growth. However, this is only deferred revenue that is expected to realize in either Q4 FY24 or Q1 FY25. This is again one of the reasons for lower margin for the quarter, as this is a very high margin product. On the Fermion deal, we have further extended the partnership with Fermion by adding one more advanced intermediate to our basket. We now have total 3 advanced intermediates for their product, which increases the total expected revenue considerably from this CDMO contract. For the previously signed advanced intermediates, we have already received the order and we will start shipping them out from Ankleshwar facility from Q4 FY24. These will gradually translate to the revenue starting from Q4 FY24. Coming to the specialty chemical business, we have introduced one more product, UV absorbers for the paint industry. I believe we will see revenue from this product coming into the numbers from Q3 FY24 onwards. For the existing products, the volume growth was good, but pricing pressure continued to there. Overall, the specialty chemicals business still delivered strong 72% growth in year-on-year basis. Moving on, we continue negotiations with prospective customers in the electrolyte additive business. We are hoping to convert a couple of prospects in current quarter. Turning to our acquisitions of Baba Fine Chemicals, we complete the acquisitions of controlling partnership during the quarter. The firm is said to be succeeded by the newly incorporated entity, Baba Advanced Material Limited. It is important to note that the majority of H1 FY24 was dedicated to completing this acquisition, followed by an integration process that, to some extent. It has impacted operation of Baba Fine Chem. Despite these operational challenges, we are committed to preserving the company's last year's revenue, and we are poising for exponential growth in the forthcoming years. Before I conclude, I would like to highlight that in our journey towards becoming a sustainable organization, the Board of Directors have approved 15 megawatt of captive solar power plant project and entailing capex of somewhere around 65 to 70 crore. If you recall, we already announced a 5 megawatt solar power plant previously, and the installation work for the same has commenced. This is expected to conclude by the end of this financial year. The new 16 megawatt solar power plant is in addition to the already work in progress 5 megawatt solar power plant. And I believe all these will help us nullifying our electricity expenses once operational. Broadly speaking, deferment in product launch in certain markets by customer coupled with pricing pressure due to oversupply from China is expected to have some impact on the numbers. And even though we are expecting to deliver robust H2 FY24, overall we are modifying our growth target from 20 to 25% for the full year to 18 to 22% growth from FY24. With that, I request our CFO, Mr. Bhavin Shah, to discuss the financial with you. Over to Bhavin. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2023. And then we will open the floor for question and answer. I'll begin with quarterly updates. Revenue from operation for the quarter was at 172 crore, up 7.3% as compared to 147 crore in Q2 FY23. The gross profit for the quarter was at 71 crore, which was flat when compared to the same period last year. The gross margin for the quarter was at 41%. There are few reasons for lower gross margin. Let me discuss them in detail, starting with inventory. We had some high cost inventory coupled with a lower finished good price, and there is a pressure on gross margin. I would like to highlight that this impact was particularly for this quarter, and we will see our margins going back to previous level from Q3 onwards as raw material prices have now stabilized Another reason for lower gross margin was also a product mix. If you notice, majority of sale for the quarter was to the domestic market, which is always 2 to 3% lower business. Also, if you see specialty chemical business, which is low margin business, has grown strongly during Q2, which also contributed to lower gross margin for the quarter. Moving on to EBITDA, for the quarter was at rupees 25 crore, down 11.8% as compared to rupees 28 crore in Q2 FY23. EBITDA margin for the quarter were at 14.4% compared to 19.1% in Q2 FY23. The degrowth in EBITDA margin was driven by gross margin as well as higher employee cost due to annual increment, ESOP cost and hiring of employee for Ankleshwar factory. There was also one of cost due to machinery breakdown during the quarter, and this has led to pressure on EBITDA for the quarter. PAT for the quarter was negative, rupees 17 crore. Please note that JV with AMI Onco Theranostics was fully impaired on the ground that it would take significant time to generate revenue due to its inherent long-term nature of its research activity and uncertain success rate, which resulted in negative PAT for the quarter. So, adjusting for the impairment, PAT for the quarter Q2 FY24 would be at 14.7 crore. Moving on to H1 FY24 update. Revenue from operation for H1 FY24 was at 326 crore, up 7.3% as compared to 278 crore in Q2 FY23. Gross profit for H1 FY24 was at 144 crore, up 7.3% on YOY basis. The gross margin for H1 FY24 was at 44.3%. EBITDA for H1 FY24 was at rupees 59 crore, up 15.2% as compared to rupees 51 crore in H1 FY23. EBITDA margin for H1 FY24 were at 18%. Paid for H1 FY24 was at rupees 5 crore, whereas adjusting the exceptional item paid for H1 FY24 rupees 37 crore. Export for the quarter was at 54%, whereas domestic business was at 46%. Coming to the balance sheet, we have cash and cash equivalent of around 104 crore on consolidated basis as at September 30, 2023. Capex outlay for H1 FY24 was rupees 105 crore. We are on the track to operationalize Block 1 in Ankleshwar unit from early part Q4 24, and we hope to complete capex of remaining two blocks by end of Q4 FY24. Therefore, from FY25, we are expecting the full Ankleshwar block to come online. Coming to working capital for half year, improvement in debtors days and better payable cycle helped ease our working capital, leading to net working capital days of 100 days, an improvement of 16 days over 31st March 2023. Overall, as Naresh Bhai mentioned, we have a strong order book for H2 FY24, and therefore we should see strong recovery on sequential basis in coming quarters. With this, I conclude my remarks and request moderator to open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question is to understand a bit more of what is happening in the industry. You had mentioned on the presentation, and as you talked about, the downward pricing pressure, you know, China, you know, coming and dumping the prices. In your expectations, do you see this to be more transitional in nature, or does it change something beyond just the transition for the next couple of quarters? Just want your opinion.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your question. It's really, I would like to speak on that. See, basically, Chinese in model of AMI Organics business, it's not that much great impact of Chinese competitors. But the problem here with is that our product competitors got cheaper raw material, and that has quoted in a lower price to the customers. So domestic, where the sport business are there based on the current price, whereas we have the long term, at least one or two quarter stocks was there. That has impacted us to get the orders. at a lower price compared to the our cost. So that is how the our top line is compromised with that. This is happened in last quarter and before that quarter, but now we understand that, and also we already informed the customer the same thing. And from here onwards, we see that it will not be impacted us longly to us, and we will be recovering in our positioning in the market with our own margins as well as price. So we are reducing our inventory in terms of domestic requirement.
So, sir, in terms of you know, gross margin, that you said there has been a mix impact and high cost inventory. Two things, sir. How much of high cost inventory are we still left with? And you know, how do we see the recovery? I mean, should it be sharp recovery back to the 48%, or would it be more gradual, you know, over the next couple of quarters?
So high cost inventory is not related to the COVID like that, but it is not. It is related to the sport business as well as the short term only. So it will be very drastically. We'll go back to 48% in next couple of quarters. So that is already in line and it is implemented like that.
Sure, sir. And finally, before I join the two on the Fermion contract, I mean, now that we have signed a newer products, I mean, we are expanding our relationship here. So how do we see, you know, the launches and the scale-up happening, say, in FY25 and beyond? And, you know, are we also looking at more such contracts with, you know, Fermion or even with, say, other clients, you know, which we want to forge and give more visibility to it?
Yeah. So in our business plan, what and whatever the distances we have with the innovators, but out of that one is Fermion. And we have already, you can see also in last one year, we had signed 3 contracts with them for multiple supply of different intermediates. And it is ongoing. We are expecting few more in the pipeline. And in that sense, only our new project, which is we are establishing in Ankleshwar, we are going to be inaugurating mid of December of this facility. And once it will be ready, then we have another few contracts with other client as well in the pipeline, in the discussion. It will be also come into the in the basket.
Sure, sir. One final question, if I may speak through. Now that, you know, Baba Fine Chemicals is in and, you know, basically the advanced material sciences is also going to be formed. Sir, on this exciting platform of, you know, electronics, I mean, how do we see, you know, the shape of happening here? Okay, I'm talking about more so from 2-3 years perspective.
See, Baba Fine Chemicals is a strategic acquisition. This is in a two-way, the niche market, very strong position in the market in photoresistant chemical, as well as it can be also helpful for us for our other electronic chemical business where we can use Baba Fine Chem technology. So it's a both way we had acquired Baba Fine Chem. So it has a strong position. It has a multiple product which is already developed in the system and yet not commercialized. So with this joint venture, we will be trying to promote this molecule in the rest of the world market. And this is how we are targeting to grow the business in Baba Fine Chem in semiconductor business.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. I'm done.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Rahul, phone kar.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Dara from... Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, Dara, yeah. You are audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question on where is this pricing pressure specifically on our advanced intermediate portfolio? If you could throw some more light, where are we facing problems here?
See, the pharma, our main business is only in the advanced intermediate for pharma applications, and it has a overall pricing pressure was somewhere around from 30% to 10% based on the commodity, or it is a very, so it's from N-10 to N-1, like that. So overall, it has bring our EBITDA margin pressure of somewhere around 6% to 7% on total, because of the long-term supply contract is also related with the key raw material price variation. So that has also impacted on the current price of the raw material, and that has revised the purchase order. So this is how it was happened like that.
Okay, and what would be the margins for both the segments, pharma intermediate and specialty chemicals, for this quarter?
Bhavin?
So specialty, it was 9.5%, and pharma it is 11.21%.
Sorry, for pharma intermediates?
11.25%.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Karthik Iyer, who is an individual investor. Okay. Please go ahead, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to know the jump in the cost of RM and, you know, the change in work in progress is because it's gone up maybe 2.5 times QOQ and YOY. So is that because of the acquisition of Baba Fine Chem, or is it just, you know, pricing pressure and from China and, you know, headwinds that you experienced this quarter?
So, Karthik, we didn't exactly get your question that you are mentioning 2.5 times means.
No, because if you look at your cost of materials consumed, right, it's gone up to about 150 crores from 71 and 58 QOQ and YOY. RM.
So RM, when we compare on QOQ basis, so it is moved from 78 crore to 100 crore. So this was, as we explained mainly, this is mainly due to change in the product mix, higher sales of our low margin specialty product. There is a pricing pressure in the pharma. So cumulatively change in product mix, higher sales of specialty, and there is a pricing pressure. This helps change our
raw material
cost.
Okay. How much capex have we done for the year, and how much is left for the balance of the year?
So till now we have done around 104 crore of capex, and another 100 crore is left. 110 crores will be coming by year.
Okay. And sir, has there been any traction with regards to the electrolyte business, and where do we stand on that?
Electrolyte business is, we are in now in a good position. In this quarter, we will be going to begin our production. We already placed an order for the raw materials, and we are looking for supply start from Q4. Once we will start beginning our production, we will announce on the exchanges, and then supply also we will announce on that. So we are all the audits and everything is finished by the customers, and now we got a green line to go ahead for the production. So first trial orders are is already confirmed, but production will be started once we get the raw material in our warehouse.
Okay, and Ankleshwar will start ramping up from March, I assume. Would that be
No, Ankleshwar will be inaugurated by December mid, and it will be ramping up by January. So first, we will start with products which is qualifying. It is a validation of the facility, so we will start production by January for the validation batches, and then full-fledged it will be start by Q1. But Q4 will start contributing some revenues from Ankleshwar.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rikin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Naresh bhai. So I just wanted to ask, like, in the last 3 months, what impacted the base business of advanced intermediates so drastically? I know you expanded on the RM pressure, but did we lose market share by any chance in some of the products?
No. Thank you, Mr. Rikin. If we lose the market shares, then we will not be grow. So to avoid the losing the market shares, we compromise in the top line, and this is how we maintain the market shares. So the volume is already there. Only to remain in the market leader, we have to compromise on the top line. And that is the reason why this is a base, the raw material prices, you can see a little bit higher.
Okay, got it. My second question is, in terms of the UV observer product, which you have mentioned, can you please give some details into the size, nature of the product and margin profile? Like, how different is the margin profile from your paraffin and salicylic acid?
So these UV absorbers are paint. It's not in the paint on the regular paint which we are using in the household. It's used in the painting for the it's using the metallic paint, which is for the automobile. And it is a new product which is developed by Swiss scientists, and we have a collaboration with them. So these applications is used by worldwide automobile, and they have a very good presence. These scientists are well known in this industry. So we have finished the validation batches, and we already supplied a few quantities them for distribution. Once it will be approved by everywhere, we will be expecting somewhere around 600 to 1,000 metric ton of the business of this. And it will be the margin is, which is what we are saying in the specialty chemical segment of 19-18%, where it will be go down.
Okay. In terms of your Fermion contract, your basket of products has increased. So if, I know you cannot comment in terms of value, but if in percentage terms with two molecules, you had X amount of value. So with the three products coming in, how much would the percentage of value would have increased?
It will be increased, but exact number I can't discuss because both are listed company and it is part of the contract. So I can't disclose the numbers, but definitely it will be higher than what we have today.
Yeah, so percentage-wise, you can share?
I had not actually worked on that, so I'm sorry for that.
Sure, sir. So in the electrolyte business, sir, you mentioned about, you know, Q4 being the start of the supply. So I think what I'm trying to understand is we are way past the LOI mode in electrolytes. Is that what, you know, you alluded to?
I didn't get your question. Can you repeat the please?
I meant that, you know, the LOI was signed much before and now the execution will start. Is that what you said earlier for electrolytes?
Yeah, LOIs, we signed so many LOIs, but LOIs is not valued. So that's how we don't disclose it. So once it will be valued, some affirmative or valued quantity or something like that, we disclose that. So now we are in stage of converting these LOI into the firm contract. So that is where before converting the firm contract, the customer has visited and audited our facility in last 3 months, 2.5 months. We were having a lot of inspection in the facility and it went well. So now we got a green light to go ahead for the production. So that's how we ordered the raw material from the supplier. And once it will be in our warehouse, we start the production.
So this is a trial, first trial production is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, the Fermion contract in the presentation you have mentioned, it will start from Q4 FY24. So just, you know, how would that scale up gradually? You know, if your contract is for, like, let's say 100 tons, for example, so then how do you scale from Q4 FY24 onwards?
So the first is the qualification in Q4 where we do some validation batches which will be used by Fermion to make further synthesis and then final formulation. And so by once these approval will come from the final regulatory authorities, then it will be ramped up in. So FY25 will be the year where we will have the all qualification stage everywhere. And then FY25 second half, it will be fully ramped up.
Okay, full utilization in that part, in the second half of FY 2025.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, now that Baba Fine Chemicals is integrated, so now what do we see? I mean, we have the long-term guidance of taking it to 200 crores, but just a sort of a myopic question, for H2 of this year, are we seeing any scale-up over there?
This year is a consolidation and integration year, where we do all the integrations, transferring our system there, digitalizations and all, and also customer approvals, because there is a management changes, so customer need to have to also give some approvals for management changes and all. So that's the reason why this year is little bit on a muted side, but from next year it will be ramp up very exponentially.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Ghuge from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bhavin. Good afternoon, Naresh, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Sir, firstly, congratulations for signing one more contract in CDMO for Fermion. Sir, if I look at the chemical business performance in first half of FY 2024, so it has shown very robust performance. This quarter also, if I knock off your subsidiary performance, the YOY growth was 32%, 1Q it was 25% YOY. So do you think that this kind of a growth will sustain for next or few quarters in chemical business, excluding the subsidiary performance?
Yeah. So this, you know much better than me, you are analyst and economist. When there's a base is small, the growth is very high, you can see, but when the base is becoming sizable, the growth will be reduced. In any way, we are targeting to at least 2.5x our specialty segment in next couple of years, and that is where we are marching towards it. And you can see also the performance is coming in specialty chemicals, and now every segment is recognizing and approving us. We are having some big numbers in under negotiations with big buyers. If it will be happen in next couple of week or maybe in, we will make an announcement, then you can see that, yes, it will be really a good move in specialty chemicals as well.
Okay. And sir, you have reduced your revenue growth target for this year to from 2022 to 25% to about 20, in the range of a 20%. So, is it only because of the advanced intermediate or the also the because of the you can say, the muted performance in your subsidiary company?
No. So thanks this question you draw here. It's really important for me to tell to everyone. This is nothing to do with anything about our projections or our growth or our volume. This is really because of the top line erosion. This is not. See, at the end of the day, your revenue growth is based on the top line, and this is where the price is muted, it's eroded and on the sell side. So that is the reason why this target is revised. Our volume will be definitely grow at 20-25%, and it will be remain like that. It will be only because of the value of the sales is eroded. That is the reason we revised the number. It may be go up if the situation will go from the right side, then it will be go up as well.
Okay. So, in your opening commentary, you did mention that the volume growth was very strong in FY 2024 first half. But the prices, because of the prices, there is a decline in top line. But, can you quantify to some extent how much was the volume-driven growth and how much the impact because of the realization?
You have that? Okay, it's not right now, it's not on my hand, but I can give you one-on-one that as well, whenever you are free.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And just one last question to Bhavin. So last quarter, our exports were about 39% of our top line, and I believe in last quarter, that number excludes the the export from the Baba Fine Chemicals. Now you have restated your numbers for the previous quarter. So if you could help me out and get the exports for the last quarters, it will be of great help, Pravin.
Export last quarter without Baba was 37. I need to work with Baba, so I can come back to you with that number separately.
Yeah, thanks, Arvind. Thanks, Naresh, sir. Thanks, Arvind.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jason Soans from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question, just would want to know that of course, majority of our business would be contracted for our advanced pharmaceutical intermediates. So, but just as a percentage, how much is contracted, or do we do some kind of spot business as well?
Yeah. Thanks. So our most of the export business is contracted, and the domestic business is fully spot business. So, and not only that, some of the new molecules which we are working with in export as well is a spot-like. So, our regular business, like we have business with Angelini and Fermion and all, Medicam, these all are with the contract sign, but with the relation with the price of the raw material.
Okay, so as a percentage, how much would it be? I mean, roughly?
It will be somewhere around 40% of the revenue of the advance.
30% would be spot.
30 to 40% depends on the product mix.
Yeah, 30% would be spot of the advanced pharmaceutical intermediates, right?
Spot
and 60% contract.
No. 40% is contract, and around 50% is a spot.
Okay, of the advanced pharmaceutical intermediates. Okay. Sure. And so just would want to know, so of this business, how much is exposed to China, to the Chinese competitors? Of course, we know that the Chinese also are very large players in intermediates as well. So how much of your portfolio is basically exposed to Chinese competitors? As you mentioned that, you're facing price erosion due to, pricing pressure. So how much of this is exposed to Chinese competitors?
So, यहाँ पे चाइनीज कॉम्पिटिटर का इश्यू नहीं है सॉरी देयर इज नो चाइनीज कॉम्पिटिटर इश्यू इट्स आवर लोकल कॉम्पिटिटर हु नोज व्हाट प्राइस वी आर सेलिंग फ्रॉम द डेटा अवेलेबल इन द एक्सपोर्ट व्हिच इज अ वेरी बिग
थिंग
एंड देन दे हैव अ दे डोंट हैव अ कॉन्ट्रैक्ट सो दे हैव अ स्पॉट प्राइस सो दैट्स बेस्ड ऑन दैट दे कोट ऑन अ रिडक्शन इन द प्राइस टू आवर कस्टमर दे वेर क्वालिफाइड सो कस्टमर इज यूजिंग एज अ प्लेटफॉर्म टू नेगोशिएट विद अस.
Okay, sir. So, just to simplify, just my understanding correct. I mean, you did mention in the call before. So, pricing pressure was 10 to 30%. That's led to a EBITDA decline of 6 to 7%. So, whatever your long-term contracts are, due to the prevalent spot prices which are reduced, they have been renegotiated, and hence there's a pressure on margins. Is that right? That should be right, right? Yeah.
So in the next quarter, it will be already discussed during this one and a half month, and it is recovered everything in that sense.
Okay, fine, sure. And so just one thing, I just want to mention your Ankleshwar capacity is around, I believe you invested around 190 crores towards that, with the asset turn target of around 3 to 3.5. Now, I just wanted to know, in terms of breakup, Ankleshwar facility you had acquired from Gujarat Organics. Now, I just wanted to ask you, just to clarify, I understand the certain portion is allotted to the Fermion block, and there is a certain portion probably you'll be doing specialty chemicals as well. So, could you just give me a breakup as to what revenue can you generate and in what segment? What are you looking, what's the total plan for the Ankleshwar capacity?
Ankleshwar is not for specialty, first of all. It is only for pharma. And there are three blocks out of that 33% capacity we had allocated to Fermion, which is already booked, fully booked. And we have still 66% capacity free for us, which will be fulfilling our future demand till to FY 27.
Okay, and that's totally for API, right? For the advanced pharma block.
Yes, the Conquestor full facility is only for pharma.
Only for pharma. Okay, okay, sure. Sure, sir. And just one last thing, just want to confirm, you said your business in terms is 40% is contract and 50 to 60% spot in your advanced pharma intermediates, right?
Yeah, this is a product mix. We have a lot of products, so it's a varying. So this quarter is like this, next quarter may be changed.
Maybe change. Yeah, okay, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dharmi Shah from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, Naresh. So, firstly, on the Fermion contract, I believe we would be supplying 3 intermediates to Fermion. One we are already, and if you could just give some timelines about the other 2 intermediate products, when could we start commercially supply these 2 remaining intermediates?
So, we are going to start validations of the 2 intermediates in Ankleshwar facility in December, second part. And it will be supplied for validations to Fermion in Q4 FY24.
Okay. So both the 2 intermediates or just the second one?
Both.
Okay.
It is a program like that. So it will be validations, then commercial supply will be starting H2 FY25.
Got it. And as far as your domestic business is concerned, you mentioned there were some price cuts by the domestic competitors. But I just wanted to understand more on that. I mean, your customers would have gained you in the DMF filing, right? And how would they switch so easily to your peers?
Sir, it's a very simple. It's a buyer and a seller. It's a reference price is used to negotiate. That's it.
So just wanted to understand, is there any lock-in in the domestic business we are present in, or is it purely based on...
We know that we are part of the DMF, but we don't know who is other part of the DMF, right? So they use the reference price, and what we had done is that we had not lost the business. Though we compromised a little bit in the margin, but we get the business. That is what we had done in last quarter.
Okay, got it. Okay, then a few bookkeeping questions for Bhavin Bhai.
Can you speak a little bit loud because we are not able to hear you properly?
Sure. Is it any better? So, Bhavin Bhai, if you can explain how have we accounted for the Baba Fine Chem acquisition. I can see some 35 crore goodwill acquisition, but how much is the corresponding asset increase? If you can just explain it line by line.
No, I didn't exactly got your question. How did we account? If you can speak loud, Baba, that will be.
How did we account for the Baba Fine Chem acquisition? So there is some goodwill increase in the balance sheet. And how much would be the corresponding asset increases?
If you see for Baba Fine Chem, our investment value is around 68 crore. And after getting a real asset from there, our goodwill is around 54 crore.
Okay. Got it. So asset increases would be around 68 crore, right?
Yes.
And if you can just give the breakup for this 68 crores, what would be the key assets?
68, what would be the? Sir, we are not able to hear you properly. Can you speak loudly because it's very, very, very deep voice is coming.
So I was just asking what would be the breakup of this 68 crores?
Yeah, so... we have paid 68 crore as an investment value, and there is a corresponding goodwill of 56 crore. And after removing asset and liability from their existing balance sheet, this goodwill has been created. So it includes a fixed asset, it includes some of the debtors over there, minus creditors and other liabilities.
Okay, understood. And lastly, what is our revenue recognition policy for the export business? Do we recognize once we ship the products from here, or do we recognize on the date when customer receives the products?
So, see, primarily we completely follow Ind AS 115, and it will depend FOB, CIF, Incoterms. So when we pass on the liability, at that point in time, we recognize it according to Ind AS.
Okay, got it. And lastly, if I see the inventory days have almost increased from 100 days to 145 days. So any possible reason why is this the case?
So, see, inventory, we have now stock up inventory specifically for Fermion contract. So there is a strategic inventory built up for upcoming supply to Fermion. So that's why this, you can see a rise in the inventory days.
Got it. So this 145 days would not come down significantly, or would remain same for coming quarters?
Yeah, so strategically we need to, because validations can be start in a time, and it has to be, otherwise we will miss the qualification window in the authorities. This window is open for very short time, so we have to be ready for everything.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So Naresh, most of my questions have been answered. Just a question on this write-off that we have taken. So why a sudden decision to write off? And just a little bit of more background will be helpful.
See, thanks for asking this question. In the early stage of evaluation, we had one-off investment we had done in a drug discovery platform when AMI Organics came into existence in partnership with Fotolati. The focus of the JV was to work. Focus of the JV is to work on. I got some call backside. So focus of the JV was to work on small oncotherapeutics, and it was went very well. The JV has done good in PET scan, and it moves to phase two now, one molecule and one is phase one. But our main focus is in our chemistry area, and this drug discovery is not cup of tea of AMI Organics. And once we seen that, okay, it's moving very sluggishly, so we decided to not to have more carryover of this investment. And during the public offering also, we said that we have considered this company as just a side investment. So we decided to focus more in our current chemistry and our other investments, which we are focusing more to grow that. We decided to write off this investment.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kalpit Narvekar from EFG Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my question, sir. So my first question was on inventory levels. So some of the API manufacturers have mentioned that there's elevated inventory levels. Are you seeing that in your customers?
So, Kalpit, as I already answered earlier, that our inventory levels for the current quarter is on a higher side, because there is a specific buildup of inventory for upcoming Fermion contracts. So,
are you seeing elevated inventory levels at your customer side?
No, I didn't get you exactly.
Hello. So the customers who you sell the pharma intermediates to, right?
Yes.
Are those customers having elevated inventory levels? Are they having high inventory on their end?
That we didn't know that actually.
It could be to some demand maybe.
If demand is an issue, then we should not be a top line incremental. Demand is not an issue for us, from our customers. Yes, there is a request of price negotiation, but demand is still there.
Understood. Thank you. My second question is on, so on your manufacturing cost versus the manufacturing cost of Chinese suppliers, what is the difference in some of the key molecules that you supply?
I'm extremely sorry. I couldn't able to hear you properly. I think there might be something.
No.
Can you speak a little bit loudly?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, sorry for that. So my question is basically, what is your manufacturing cost difference versus Chinese suppliers in some of your key molecules?
Okay, here the manufacturing costs, our technology and our approvals, these all is three factors which is making us different than the Chinese manufacturer. Most of the product which is our contributing around our top 10 products which is contributing our revenue, we are dominating against China, and that is cumulative of our production capability, our documentation and approvals, and above all is our positioning in the DMF as well.
Understood, sir. And one more follow-up on this, right? In your top 10, like top five molecules, are you seeing a lot of Chinese supply coming into the market? And can you talk a little bit about near-term trends on this? Is it improving in the last month or so, or is it getting worse?
So our top five product is mainly Trazodone, Dolutegravir, Oxcomazepine, Entacapone. So there we all are consistently, we are performing at a growth, and it's still in the same situation. So we don't see any issues in the final product. But there are some pressure maybe from the raw material side, because raw materials are common, and maybe some competitor or Indian competitor may be using this raw material as a cost, and it will be impacting on our final product price.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Ghuge from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just one follow-up on Baba Fine Chemicals. So, as you said that, in next 4-5 years, our top line may go to 200-250 crore. But, looking at the current assets and the current chemistries, so, when do you expect that our revenue will go to normalized level of FY 2023, in maybe for second half of FY 2024, or it will take more quarters to reach to that level, at least, FY 2023 level?
FY 2024 will be better than FY 2023 level. Sorry, FY 2025 will be better than FY 2023 level.
Okay.
FY 2024 will be the muted one.
Okay.
FY 2025 will be better than FY 2024.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suraj Nawandhar from Prithvi Finmart. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, are we in talks with our customers for the rest of the 66% capacity that we have at Ankleshwar facility?
Yeah, we have some pipeline discussions with other customers for exclusive manufacturing for them.
When can see any concrete agreements regarding that capacity?
It will become when it will be matured, sir. We are talking with them. We are in process of qualifying our samples and everything. So once it will be went through, then we will announce on that. But we are working on that.
And I was just asking for a very rough timeline, 4 to 6 months, maybe 6 to 8 months, like any ballpark timeline that you can give.
But our ballpark is not on the contract basis, but we are targeting to fully operating full capacity by FY27.
Okay, okay. And then this last question, how big is the opportunity in our new product that we have launched, EV Observer? How big is the opportunity over there?
It will be equivalent size of current base of these organics.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Gagan Tareja from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. So the first question is on the impact of the delay in the launch of product from one of your customers. Can you enumerate on what is the impact for the quarter and by how much has the delay, how has the product been delayed?
Thank you very much, Gaganji. This question is I needed that question. Okay. The thing that one of the product which is going to be off patent by 26 and one of our first to file in generic player with whom we are working, he had qualified us since 10 years back. We started supplying this molecule expecting that they will get the approval in several geography. But the originator sued them and they won one territory, but they lose second territory. And because of these, they lose the battle. The flow which has to be retarded, and it will be postponed by next year. So by FY25, it will be once again in a full phase. So these two quarters, Q3 and Q4, we have a little bit on a muted side of the sale of that product.
Is it possible to tell which product is this?
I can tell you, but I'm not allowed to do that because we have some long-term supply agreement with them. It is a very big product for us, an important product for us.
Is it in the anticoagulants?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Secondly, you also mentioned that there was an impact of machinery breakdown. How much was the impact of the machinery breakdown on
the market? It is this necessary breakdown in terms of waste management area. So because of this breakdown, we have an approval from government of Gujarat Pollution Control Board that if we have a breakdown, we can dispose it to the common effluent treatment plant. So that some quantity we have to treat at outside territory. So because of that, some cost, incremental cost is impacted in the balance.
All right. And if I look at your Q1 numbers, when you reported Q1 last quarter and now when you're reporting Q1, there's the restatement for Baba Frank, if I understand it correctly. Can you give the contribution of Baba Fine Chem to the top line and net profits in both Q1 and Q2?
Yeah. So,
for Baba, Q1 top line was 11 crore. And for Q2, it is 9 crore.
And net profit?
For Baba Fanchem, net profit is around 14 crore.
Sorry, can you repeat the number?
14 crore.
For 1H?
Yeah.
14 crore net profit on 20 crore top line.
Yes.
Okay. Also, if I adjust for the exceptional that you have reported in the quarter, and look at your effective tax rate, it seems high both for second quarter and for 1H. Have I understood it correctly? Has the tax rate gone up for you? And if so, what is the reason for that?
See, tax rate remains the same. This is for standalone or for console?
I'm saying console, and I'm saying if you
Yeah, Gagan, please.
So I'm saying if you adjust for the write-off that you have taken, right, and just look at the recurring profits. Without the write-off, and you look at the tax rate, both for the quarter and for 1H, it seems that the tax rate is higher year on year. I'm just trying to understand, have I got it correct, or, and if so, then what is the reason for the higher tax rate?
The tax rate is same. Will not get any this deduction for this write-off. On console basis, if you are saying that there is a different tax rate for Baba.
Okay. What is the tax rate for Baba?
And it is a part. It is currently a partnership firm, so it will be done basis on the applicable rate for partnership firm, which is on a little higher tax.
Okay. Okay. All right. And is it possible to understand, you know, the impact on the top line, I mean, breakdown of the top line growth in terms of volume growth and what has been the price impact on the top line, just to understand volume versus value, how it is.
The broader way, it is a 6% to 7, between 6 to 7% on the EBITDA margin. On a detailed breakdown, we can provide you one-on-one when we meet.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll get back in with you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we will not be taking any further questions. I would now hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, MBA team, for hosting our conference call. Thank you, everyone, for your question. And we hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. If we have missed out on any of your questions, kindly reach out to our IR advisor, ENY, and we will get back to you offline. Thank you very much, and have a good day, and happy Diwali, and happy New Year to everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you will now disconnect your lines.